I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. New remote technologies are being developed to help teens quit vaping. Dr. Jennifer Dane is here to talk about research and technologies being developed with funds from the National Institute on Drug Abuse to help adolescents quit vaping. Dr. Dane is an associate professor in the Addiction Sciences Division of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and she's a research member of Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Dane, tell us about the grant your research team received to develop a smartphone app to help adolescents quit vaping.
Our team recently received one of the first grants from the National Institutes of Health to develop and evaluate a mobile app-based intervention to help older adolescents quit vaping. Prior studies have found that symptoms of low mood and symptoms of depression place youth at risk for starting to vape and then for continuing to vape over time. These symptoms of depression also make it difficult to stop vaping when you try to quit. So the new app that we're developing, which is called VapeX, is designed specifically to target those symptoms of low mood to make it easier to quit vaping.
What facts or behaviors regarding teens and vaping have you used to lay the foundation for this new app?
What we're doing with VapeX is we've taken an intervention that has been previously developed and validated for treating cigarette smoking among individuals with symptoms of depression. That intervention is called behavioral activation. What we're doing with this grant is taking behavioral activation and adapting it for delivery via this mobile app and for use with older adolescents who are vaping. So the idea here is that we're targeting this risk factor of depression using an evidence-based intervention to make it easier and more successful to quit vaping.
And what other elements will be designed into this app to make it appealing or successful with teens in particular?
First, in terms of the overall design of the app, dark mode is a recent design trend in apps that are popular with this age group. So our graphic design incorporates dark mode to make the app look more like other apps that older adolescents are using. We've also added in gamification elements to the app. So as an app user accrues more days during which they're vape-free, they gain more experience points, known as XPs. As you gain more XPs, your vape level goes up, which moves you up the ranks of a leaderboard where you can engage in some friendly competition with your friends. You can also earn XPs for exploring and using other components of the app. We also know that there are a range of different e-cigarette devices that youth use and different language and terminology that go along with each device. So if users within the app can customize it to the device that they're using so that all of the content and language in the app is really tailored to them.
And how far along is this research project?
We are currently recruiting older adolescents who vape to participate in interviews to help us refine and finalize the app. After that, we'll be running a clinical trial within primary care and family medicine practices here at MUSC to evaluate the efficacy of the app as compared to what teens would normally get or treatment as usual within primary care for vaping cessation.
Dr. Dang, thanks for providing information about efforts underway to help teens quit vaping.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.